Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here for the catch-up.
We asked what you like to do by yourself, and none of the callers had their mind in the gutter.
Only us. WA Police Union President George Tilbury joined us to talk about a potential new camera system in Perth to keep track of crooks and scoundrels.
And Aussie parents are spending a billion hours a year on kids' sports. We broke it down to what that means for the average family.
Lisa and Pete disappear when the show finishes. Don't let the water in your pool disappear by evaporation over summer. Save water and money with an Elite Solar Pool Blanket. Call Elite. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
That song going out to Pete on his birthday.
I love you guys so much. Mix 94.5. You went out of your way to get in touch with Charles Martinet, the voice of Super Mario.
Oh, he was so happy.
He recorded a birthday message. What a champion. And I just found out that apparently you've been in touch with Leanne Rimes herself.
Our producer went to so much trouble, Pete, to get you Leanne Rimes. She's making phone calls at midnight, trying to tee it up with the time difference and everything, and it's on its way. It's in the mail.
The fact that it's on its way, it means that, as you mentioned during the song, Lisa, at one point or another, I was in her thoughts.
Your name was on her lips.
Oh, it's the best birthday ever, you guys. So you get to 32 and it's kind of like, it's getting to the stage, it's just another birthday. And
yep.
You know, but how lucky are we get to do this job and we get opportunities like this. And I just feel so spoiled. So thank you so much.
Best day ever, hey, because you've had Nando's.
I certainly have. I had it by myself. But
That
was beautiful. Look, I woke up this morning my wife had gone to get our Bubba because she'd woken up, brings her into the bedroom. So, you know, hugs and kisses with the Bubba, read a couple of cards, and it's a nice morning for the birthday. And then Liz has to get to work, and I drop Bubba off at Mum and Dad's house. And then I had a bit of time to kill, and I thought to myself, you know what? It's been a long time since I've had a cheeky Nando's. And
it's been a long time.
Since last Tuesday. Yes, so that's way too long. That is way too long. And it's been a long time since I've just had a moment by myself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're a dad, like you've always got her on your hip.
The alone time is limited.
It's very limited, right? You know, it's very, very limited. So I thought I'm going to take a moment here. And I did. I went to Carousel.
Yep.
Went to EB Games, had a bit of a look. Mm-hmm. Went over to Nando's. I sat down, ordered myself a half chicken extra hot with chips. Peri Peri chip didn't perinate.
That is your best day ever, isn't it?
It's a browser
and E&B and then a Nando's lunch.
Oh, just perfect birthday.
Own.
And then Leanne Rimes. And then I sat down and I thought, how good is this?
Mm-hmm.
I came out and I took my time. You know, nobody whinging at me, just saying, I'm hungry as well, all that sort of stuff. It was lovely. But yes, I did it by myself and I was stoked, you know?
Well, there's nothing wrong with doing things on your own.
No, there's not.
I've got to have a bit of time. Well, I do, but I have to have time every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Just me.
It's good, isn't it?
I like my own company a bit too much, really.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Dangerous.
So do you do things? Are there things that you do by yourself that you like people think are quite weird to go and do by yourself?
Well, I was watching Prison Lockup last night on the
Prison
podcast.
Lockup.
Yeah, Prison Lockup, and the guys in prison were freaking out because they were going to get sent to SEPAG, which is, you know, the place where you're on your own 23 hours. And they were going, no, I'll go mad, I can't be on my own. And I thought, if I was in prison, that's where I'd want to be. I would want to be in that room on my own for 23 hours.
In
solitary confinement. That's where I would want to be.
Big stack of books.
Yeah, that would be my choice.
Yeah,
I don't know if you get Netflix, but just give me the books and not have to deal with the other,
See, I don't mind going to see a movie by myself.
Yeah, by yourself is okay because, I mean, what are you doing? You're watching a movie.
Exactly.
Yep.
You're not meant to be talking to somebody next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 1333 53, want to know, what do you like to do by yourself?
Exercise.
Yeah.
Not a group exercise person.
No?
I don't want people yelling at me, you got to burn it to earn it. I'd be like, shut your... I'll come down there and I will take you out.
We've got a couple of tickets to see Menopause the Musical at Crown Theatre, December 5 to 10. You can book now through Ticketmaster or win them as our caller of the day. These are the sort of things we're after where people kind of, you know, I guess they come at you and think, it's a bit weird you're doing that by yourself, but you enjoy it.
Ride
a
solo.
1333 53. What do you like to do by yourself? Jason Derulo and Pete at Mix 94.5. What do you like to do by yourself? I had a cheeky Nando's by myself today. Stop it, you.
I'm sorry, I woke up like a 14-year-old today.
It's not even Friday yet.
No.
We're not meant to do those jokes until at least Wednesday.
Yes.
Like, it's my birthday today.
Yay!
Yay. And yeah, had a bit of time to kill.
Birthday tradition.
It was a birthday tradition. Went over, had lunch because the missus was at work. Bubs is with the grandparents. And yeah, had a cheeky Nando's by myself. You know what? It was nice. Took a bit of a breather and it was great. Dave in Mandurah, what do you like to do by yourself?
I like to go to pub quizzes.
Yeah. Dave, like on a table of eight?
Well, no, just me.
But just you, exactly.
Yeah.
You must be good.
I'd like to think so. I get the extra satisfaction of beating teams with eight people in there.
Yeah, and there's no argument either over, you know, you don't have to reach across and snatch the paper and pencil out of someone's hand because they're putting down something that you know is wrong.
I'm not hamstrung by, you know, having friends or family that care about me and
want
to
hang out.
Oh, Dave!
Come on, Dave. Jeez. Oh, have you ever actually won one by yourself?
I've won a couple, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. Gee whiz, mate.
Well, you know the old Paul Newman movie, The Hustler?
Yes.
Goes to all these different places.
Yeah, and plays pool.
Feed everybody pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that with pubs.
Film quizzes, I love it.
Unreal.
My kind of guy, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. See you, mate. Jen in Ellenbrook, what do you like to do by yourself?
Oh, hey. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, darling.
No worries. So I've got a 7-year-old and a 30-year-old man child.
Yes.
Yeah. So I love going shopping by myself. Oh. No pestering. Yeah. No crap in my trolley. It's just what I want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually the pestering and the crap in your trolley is your man child, isn't it?
Yes.
I know this because you sound exactly like my wife.
Shopping by yourself is the best.
It's great.
Yep.
Thanks, Jen.
No worries.
All right, Marilyn in Mullaloo. What do you like to do by yourself?
I like to go to the test match on my own for 5 days and I don't want anybody with me to bother me. I don't want to miss a ball. I take my binoculars.
Ooh.
I sit there and watch them as they bowl and then I might have a drink and then I might get them out again.
That's like a week away too, Marilyn, because it's 5 solid days at a test match.
Day. Feed up. And I do it at home as well. And I tell people, and they know I'm a cricket nut.
Yeah.
Don't ring me because I'm going to be at home watching a cricket.
Yeah.
And, it's nothing better than going to the cricket on your own and just...
Love it.
You know, and you meet people there anyway, but I enjoy going on my own anyway.
Next test match of the Wacker, I'm going to play Spot the Marilyn, see if I can see you there.
Yeah, well, 1 year I was there in my white clothes, but I soaked them full of water because it was so hot.
Yeah.
I think everybody saw me that year. I didn't really care.
Good on you, Marilyn. Thank you.
See ya.
Slicer and feet. Oh, what a ripper. And now it is our pleasure to welcome George Tilbury, WA Police Union President, to the show. Hello.
G'day, guys.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Good.
Mate, got you on here because we want to talk more about these Big Brother-style camera network that is on the table looking to install almost like a ring around Perth to help track criminals' movements. What can you tell us about it?
It's automatic number plate technology, which is cameras that are set up to recognise and read number plates, which would have to be linked to the police system. Now, this is working very well in the UK. I've actually seen it in action.
Mm.
And for instances where you detect stolen motor vehicles, for example, I've actually been to the air wing in England and actually seen it where an alert's come through. They're immediately notified and they're up in the helicopter within 1 to 2 minutes, which is just fantastic to be able to get eyes in the sky that quickly. You can then track the offenders. But also it's really good in terms of gathering intelligence for a serious crime that may be committed where you need to go back and you need to track the movements of a particular vehicle if an offender was in it. And when you look at criminals, most of them use our road networks. So it would be a very good tool that police can utilise.
George, I guess it's the media that sort of brand it Big Brother style network and not the police because that term is what tends to freak people out sometimes.
Yeah, particularly the civil libertarians, you can understand their concerns. But like I say, in some other countries, it's been in place for many years, works really well, and it's existing technology. So we've already got this technology here in some police vehicles, which is mobile ANPR. But what we're saying is we need to expand that at fixed locations, and you would want it where you've got the road networks that have a high volume of traffic that goes through. So whether that's the metro area, but I would also consider, and I think it's worthwhile, to actually look at it at our borders between states as well.
You mentioned Britain before, and the network there consists of about 8,500 mobile and fixed cameras. How many would you need to install to make this work here in Perth?
Well, look, you would have to look at the strategic locations where you wanted to put it. I mean, we would want to have as many as we could. Mm. But, I mean, you could effectively start with one and then just expand it, as long as it's linked to the police database so that they have the vehicle registrations. And if someone's wanted for a particular crime, police will put an alert on that particular vehicle. Or if a vehicle is stolen, an alert will automatically be generated. So these are the types of serious offences that would assist police, obviously, to tackle crime. And we'd probably see a reduction in crime.
Well, I imagine there has been. In London, it's amazing. Anyone has, but most of us have probably seen some sort of crime, reality show with a crime drama in Sydney, where they, in London, where they'll be looking at one camera and they've got the, you know, the perp walking down the street, and then they pick him up as he goes around the corner on another and follow him all the way out of town.
Yeah, look, when you're looking at England in particular, there's not many places where you can go where there's not some sort of CCTV.
And that's got to stop people, you know.
Camera that can pick you up. It's definitely a deterrent.
Yeah.
But as far as a crime-fighting tool, this is something that we really should embrace because the technology's there and we encourage the government to get on board.
Now, this was an idea revealed at the WA Police Union annual conference today. It's just an idea at this stage, but is there a timeline that you guys can consider if this was to actually go ahead?
No, look, obviously it's going to take funding and you're probably talking at millions of dollars, just depending on how many cameras you want to actually put out and what the network's going to look like, because you want to make sure that you've got the latest technology. Mm. But we're prepared to work with the government and WA Police, so we aren't putting a fixed timeline or a deadline or anything on it because we know it's going to cost money, but we would rather see the state government invest money in this than speed cameras, for example, that most people would say just raise revenue in certain circumstances.
Yeah.
This is actually putting it into a crime-fighting tool, which the community would be very supportive of.
Absolutely.
All right, George, appreciate your time and the information as always, mate. Thank you very much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks guys. George. Have a good day.
George Tilbury there, WA Police Union President. New studies out today.
Yes.
Apparently, Aussie parents spend over 1 billion hours facilitating their children's sporting activities.
Well, we've all seen the sign Mum's Taxi on cars.
Yeah.
Or Dad's Taxi. That how many hours? Say that again.
In fact, 1.09 billion hours.
That's incredible.
Across Australia.
So this is transporting them to and from sporting venues, being involved in their sporting activities and waiting on the sidelines. And this equates to 848 hours per family every year.
I suppose you're too busy to think about it, you know, as a parent taking your kids to sporting matches every week. But when you do sort of break it down, you know, especially when you have a few kids in your family that are all playing sport.
They might all be going to different places. One's got ballet, one's got sport, one's got, you know, debate team.
Were you the debate team?
Yes. Well, I wasn't sport.
At least you got out. I was on my backside in front of the television playing video games, which by the looks of things, I was doing my parents a public service.
Yeah.
But my uncle Dominic Michelle, four kids, and at the time, one was playing soccer, one was playing basketball, one was playing baseball, and one was playing t-ball, and all in different areas, one north, one east, one west, one south as well.
Wow.
And, you know, two training sessions a week, and then you've got different games on a Saturday and Sunday.
Well, breaking it down, they reckon parents are spending 3 hours on average during weekdays and 2.6 hours on weekends driving to sporting engagements. And almost 2 in 5 Australian parents have children who are involved in activities several times a week. And almost half have at least one once a week.
Unreal, isn't it?
And it says, in addition to this, parents are spending $2,180 on average per year on these sporting activities.
Yeah, they go on to say that financial sacrifices are made to support children's sporting activities by 2/3 of Australian parents, as you just mentioned, but they often budget, meaning that they actually have to take away from the things that they're actually getting for themselves order to. And I suppose
most parents do that, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't until I was much older that I realised Mum was, you know, dressing in clothes from Kmart and Target so I could have stuff that was fancy.
So be more
designer.
Appreciative, you little punk.
I know. Sorry, thanks, Mum.
It's Lisa and Pete.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are great at hide and seek, but the Elite Hideaway pool cover system is an award winner. Save water and money with the Elite Hideaway. Call Elite.